Speaking about reporting things to authorities, have you ever reported extremist behavior to authorities?
Yes.
Can you please tell us about that?
One example, let's see, this would have been fall, I think, of 2021. There was a group online identifying themselves as Lynx something. It was armed men in the woods with masks. One of them specifically said, this is a call to arms, which, as I understand, is an illegal thing to do. It was very clear that they intended to, were promoting the idea of arming people, arming citizens. I think it was an acronym for Liberate Your Neighborhood or something like that. And to engage the, you know, forces of the state in violent confrontation. They were commenting on my videos and inferring that they were trying to connect with me and so on. I found this very alarming, and again, potentially myself at risk, but other, you know, people that follow me and it could be exposed to this and ensnared in whatever was going on there. So once I became aware of the video, I immediately called the mounted police about it.
And did you receive a response?
I did. They called me back. They asked me, you know, what I knew about it. You know, if anything. I said, all I know is what I've seen on the internet. I'm simply bringing it to your attention, because if I were you, this is something that would concern me. And that was pretty much the end of that interaction. I'm not sure whatever took place after that, but
you didn't have follow-up after that?
I don't think so. I think there was one constable from Saskatchewan that may have called me to say they may have more questions in the future, but that was the end of that interaction.
Were you willing to have a continuous relationship with law enforcement to assist them in identifying legitimate threats to public safety?
Of course, if I could, if there was anything for me to give them or assist them in any way, I would have, yes.
Few guys in the woods I've never met, never talked to, never heard of them in my life, doing videos in the woods with masks and guns and rifles, all of them the ones yet to be banned, by the way. So they were all legal, non-restricted rifles. I thought that was cute. Reading a script that sounds like it was probably written by somebody at CSIS or the RCMP, like, is this what right-wing guys talk like? Is this what they say? It was really embarrassing. But however, the key takeaway that I found was that they said, this is a call to arms, while holding guns in the woods at night on a video with masks on. That's an illegal phrase to say. That's an offense in Canada, a call to arms, like verbatim. He said it like as per the criminal code would need you to say for something like that. And these accounts were trying to wiggle their way into the community and kept commenting on videos and streams and this kind of thing while posting this kind of content. So you see where this is going, how they're doing this poison well scenario. Or if not, they're just a bunch of knuckleheads in the woods. Like, I don't know these guys. I'm not taking responsibility for this. I'm not having people go down for some idiot, you know? So I called them on their shit, and I called the RCMP, and I said, hey, you seeing this? You know who these guys are? You gonna do anything about that? You're gonna keep fucking me around? Huh? Yeah. You know what? I reported that, and the police never called me back. They never looked into anything. No charges were laid either. Not that I'm aware. Nothing ever happened with that. It all just kind of went away. Isn't that strange? Isn't that interesting? Yeah. Yeah. There's things you can, you know. But there is a story here going around about this, how I'm a snitch, you see. I'm working with the feds. I'm fucking ratting people out. Yeah, that's it. I called the RCMP and I said, hey, you seeing this?
What, and then what's fucking Piopi or his wife doing? Isn't she from Cuba or something?
She's from Venezuela.
Venezuela, right? You know, does
and like, she is hot as fuck. Oh my goodness.
That's how else would she have got out?
Like a fucking midnight snack when everybody's asleep, and I'm gonna sneak into this fridge and cut me off a piece of that Venezuelan brown cake. Oh
Six
my
hours.
Goodness.
6 hours with the old lady and look at you.
Good. Would you good say, for you, PP?
Would you be saying that if Morton was there?
No, she'd be like, she is hot. We should both fuck her. And I'd be like, we should. Let's rape her. Like, we have these conversations. We target people we may power rape prison. In the future. Oh, dude. No, we'll just be like, it's not really a sex thing. It's like, we just want to show people that we can do things to you if we want to. It's a power move.
What fucking redheaded teapot titties will do next in our next TikTok video. She left that out. I was having a laugh with some friends the other day. Last night. Or was it last night or the... I can't remember. The days and nights run together, man. It's nonstop. About that. Like, did you see what Rachel said? I'm like, I literally don't care. I'd never pay any attention to her. She's aggravating and grating on the... Like, people just... She's a lol cow, right? Like, people like to make fun of her and poke fun of her. Like, she's a delusional... person that doesn't really have any value to add to anything. You know, she's, I'm a journalist. I'm here to protect people. The only reason that she bothered to mention me is because someone told her I was making fun of her. So she stopped what she was doing to make her little very triggered and, you know, just full blown hysterical woman little TikTok videos, right? Because it was about her, right? She doesn't actually give a shit about you or anyone in this country, because if she did, she'd be talking about the things that we talk about, like, you know, all the murderings and the killings and the rapings and the stealing and the, you know, flushing of the nation down the toilet every single day.
Well, the right wing's always lying.
Oh, we're lying? All these, we're putting a little project together, actually. We've got all the dead faces of all the dead kids and women and men and people of our country that have been butchered, slaughtered, killed, and raped and attacked by your precious migrants that you love so much. You love them more than us. You've chosen them over your own people. So why, that's why, you know, the rope, you're a traitor. You deserve the same fate as anyone. You're a terrible human being. I don't care what happens to you. If you got gang raped to death by Indian migrants in the street, I would laugh. I wouldn't even stop them. I would just stand there and go, well, nature's a playground, isn't it? The gaslighting that comes out of these people. Oh, we are victims. It's so scary. You should be scared. If you're barely hanging on to reality right now that you need to fucking be drunk constantly and coping with pills and get... you're going to get fucking just run over. Like, just ground down to pulp. How much are these Jews paying you anyway, by the way?
Raging dissident defend himself from political persecution with a purchase of an $80 ticket that grants you access to live music, a silent auction, DAG swag, and guest appearances from Greg Wycliffe, Mr. Freedom, The Ferryman's Toll, Rob Primo, Mark Brazen, and Rance Darren. Tickets include dinner, available by e-transferring jm.fund@proton.me by April 1st. The Jeremy McKenzie Dinner and Dance Fundraiser, April 21st, Hamilton. See you there.
Yeah, so like I said, calling to give you just the courtesy of a heads up that you will receive a letter kind of early next week letting you know that the bank decided to end their banking relationship with you. The bank determined that this relationship is outside of its risk appetite, so Typically, we don't call customers in these situations, but I recognize you've been a long-time client of the bank, so wanted to call to give you the courtesy of a heads up.
Which part of the which part of it is too risky for the bank? Is that my military pension?
I'm afraid I don't have any other details.
So they just send you. They just send the messenger guy right on.
Just the messenger here. So sorry about that. And just to let you know, so your branch was just made aware of the news this afternoon. So and again, they don't have any further information. It was a decision made at the head office.
Head office. Who would that be?
I don't have any other information in terms of names.
I wonder how many people it would take. Just as a thought experiment. Somebody do the math on this. What would happen if, let's say, given an average, what kind of average would you need? I don't know. 10,000 people. Let's make it interesting. 100,000 people, which is like a lofty but potential possible goal for activists. 100,000 people withdraw all of their money from the bank, or preemptively. First, they get lines of credit, the biggest ones they can that they'll be allowed. Credit cards, credit, all of that. They burn through all of it. Withdraw it, cash, gold, coins, crypto, whatever. Spend all of it, spend all their money, withdraw everything they have, then go back to the bank and say, I'm never paying you, suck my dick. I declare bankruptcy. Bye. What would happen?
Tony, make sure you clip this one so you can watch me laugh at Indians getting run over by fucking trains. Woo! That was a pull start. Oof. Okay, hang on. I got to go off. Remote pain. I'm sure if Jeremy was worried about live stream commenters, he wouldn't stream anymore. Bitching about what people say in the chat seems weak to me. Why? Like, it's not people that are saying the truth. It's not people that are making insightful comments. It's not people that are saying intelligent things. It's fucking morons who come in here and say, like, you know, seditious or like, you know, basically illegal things, things that could get you in shit. Like, you know, like actual hate speech, because here's what they do. They take that and then they use it in these court cases to say, like, you see, like, this is a radicalization thing. They're basically, this is the kind of rhetoric that they're espousing. This is the kind of people that they're attracting. And then they use it against you. Yeah, I know I have zero control over that. That's exactly why I'm fucking saying it, you moron. You have control over that. You guys do. So you get control over yourselves and stop doing that shit, for fuck's sakes. You have control over it.
I think it should be said, too, that if you guys are buying our shit and wearing our shit and you commit a crime,
that's another one.
There's no way to get kicked out of this community faster. If you are out representing our brand by out there committing crimes while wearing it, well then, I'm sorry, there's no way to faster to get kicked out of this fucking community. We don't want you representing us if you're committing crimes.
We need to make trains are our greatest ally in the war against Pajits, honestly. I don't think we have, like, who else? The Pakistanis? I don't really want to ally with them, but trains I can get with. What about tigers? Are they on our side? How many tigers? Tigers? 126. Okay, not bad. About one every 3 days. About once every 3 days, a tiger kills an Indian.
They're on our team. Let's go.
Acting like they're somehow contributing. They don't even contribute anything in terms of, like, I don't know, entertainment. They're just fucking no ones. So, yeah. Diagolon imploding? No. Purging.
No, Diagolon's going to be
purging
fine.
Purging the fucking dead weight. Like, you know, if you're an Anon, you, like, think about the fact that the shit that you say gets used against us. I don't mind.
Fair enough. There's automatically a respect that comes along when somebody puts their face out there. There's more of a connection there. You know, this guy is willing to stand, put his face behind his words. So you have more respect for them that way. A lot of times you could go out and talk to these guys and they turn out to be complete fucking idiots just because they're saying shit online. But there is a certain amount of respect that comes with using your real name and your real face. You're more likely to think about it if you're using your real name. And you're going to take your own consequences at that point as well.
If you knew that what you were saying was going to be used against the Coots guys or Jeremy or somebody else in the future that gets arrested for unjust reasons, and you know they're going to use this to just pile on and try to, like, you know, create some kind of narrative, would you feel good about that? Do you feel good? And this is true. This is literally a fact that they are using the chats against these guys. Do you feel good about that?
It's happened before with me.
Yeah, I know.
I've had CSIS come and ask me printed out fucking questions like, what do you think this is? Something about gun or rope or something like that. And he was hinting towards something and they asked me about it.
I don't fucking know what he
even
means.
Even that, like, that's not necessarily that bad, depending on the context. Like, but just, like, read it before you hit the send button and be like, is this something that would look really, really, really fucking bad in a courtroom? Yes. Maybe I shouldn't hit send. Just saying.
I was trying to see if we could get Chris Skye on here too.
And you're welcome to jump in here and tell me that I'm an idiot, but, like, I'm having trouble seeing how Chris Skye like running for mayor is a bad thing. You might think he can't win. You might think that he's doing it for attention, which I don't care. This is the other thing too, is, like, if he was doing it purely as a grift and for attention, I still don't care because it's hilarious and disruptive, and we need that in Canadian politics because.
So that's interesting. But the part that I think is interesting and of note is right here where it says before they did the charge, they completed a CSIS deconfliction for Zog. A response was received with no issues. Well, what's deconfliction? I looked it up. Deconfliction is essentially a term used by police forces. It was coined in 1979, and it deals with agencies having overlap over one another. So they basically, what this means is that the RCMP are aware that within the Patriot movement, there are individuals that may be working for CSIS to try and manipulate the public into thinking specific ways, or, you know, who knows what for, maybe to gather information on the viewers. But the point is they felt that they had to conduct a deconfliction, so buyer beware on the content, the Canadian content that you take in online, because, I mean,
They're fucking losers. Like, it's a loser country full of weak, soft, pathetic people. That's what it is, man. That's prove me wrong. You know,
I can't.
Where's the lie, right?
Yeah, I can't.
Because that is what it is. He's right. They're just hot. It's a hobby. We're gonna go scream at empty buildings, and because I and a lot of these people, they don't fit anywhere else. That's why they're there. Like the freedom people. Yeah, that's why they're there, because they have nowhere else to go. They don't have any jobs, they don't have any families, they don't have any social circles. And they're losers that found, kind of a niche where this was a place that took everybody. Because at the time, you know, when this kind of came down on everybody, it was like the more the merrier, the numbers, right? And it's just kind of attracted all these, vagrants and politically homeless people who don't really believe it. They're just a trainer. A lot of them are drug addicts and alcoholics, and they just want to party and fuck around. And that's a lot of it. That's most of it. And that cast, I mean, that was why I had a hard time being a racist.
Were you willing to have a continuous relationship with law enforcement to assist them in identifying legitimate threats to public safety?
Of course. If I could, if there was anything for me to give them or assist them in any way, I would have, yes.
But there is a story here going around about this, how I'm a snitch, you see. I'm working with the feds. I'm fucking ratting people out. That's it. They called the RCMP, and I said, hey, you seeing this?